Matt, what's up? It's good to talk to you again. It's been a long time since our last episode. How's life?
It sure has. Yeah, same to you, Matt. Life is good. Life is good. Spring has sprung here in the Northeast, and I'm about to start a new position at work and have travel on the horizon. So yeah, things are going really good.
Yeah, congratulations on your new job. I knew you were going to get that. So
thank you. Yeah, your support and just
motivate you.
Yeah, your friendship and motivation and support means the world to me, man. So I can't thank you enough. On and off the air, listening to you, or just getting to talk to you as a civilian means the world to me.
As a civilian. Yeah. Yeah, same here. So are you going to Disney World or something?
End of April. The Kesar family is making our second journey down to Orlando to the Disney resorts, and I'm looking forward to that. The kids are excited, and last time we were there was a great time, and looking forward to more this time.
How long are you going to be
a week
inside Disney World? The whole week inside there?
Yeah, the whole week. And
you'll be able to do everything, I guess, for sure.
Yeah, we had just a couple days less last time we went, but this time we're doing the full week. And, you know, up until this point in life, we were doing a lot of day trips with the kids. So, we have a lot around us here up in Pennsylvania. I have Philly an hour south. I have New York City about an hour and a half or so away. The Jersey Shore is an hour and a half. So there's a lot of things you can do in a day, but, you know, want to branch out a little bit now that they're getting older.
Yeah, I went there with my parents. We went, I think, we must have gone for 2 days. It seems like one in my memory, but I think we might have gone for 2 days. But that was back about 1984 or so. So it might have been 1980 or something like that.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, it was, I think Epcot Center was under construction, if I remember, but it's kind of blurry.
Yeah, I think the early 80s is when that opened, because I went down with my dad then, too, in the early 80s, and Epcot, I think, was just opening, but that's actually my favorite park out of all of them. I love the World Showcase and the different countries, and, you know, they have people from those countries working in each of those places, so you really feel like you're there for a couple minutes at a time, you know?
Yeah, that definitely wasn't open when we were there, but I remember, I think it was on the same trip, but I'm not absolutely certain, because we used to go on vacation every year, but we went to the World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh!
And so that had that, you know, that worldly flair,
yeah.
You know, like you're talking about. So, like, you'd go, they gave you these, I don't know if ever, but the children, at least, they'd give you these folding, big old, binder type things, so like I can't think of the word I'm looking for, a folder.
Yeah.
And each country would have a stamp. You could get stamped there.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
You know, so it was like an activity for the kids to go around the world or whatever. But yeah, those were good times. I'm glad you're getting to do that with your family. How old are your kids?
Oh God, my daughter's going to be 16 this summer, which blows my mind. And my boy's going to be 11 in September, so. It's going way too fast for me as a father, and just trying to really enjoy the time that I have with them before they kind of branch out on their own. It just drives me crazy how quick it's going.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't imagine. You know, it's just me and my dog. I am single and drama free and
tired. Yeah. You're gonna live a long life, my friend.
There's positives to my lifestyle, but I'm sure I would, you know, have an enriched life if I did have children, but. You know, it's nice having friends that have them, so I can kind of, you know, experience vicariously through you what it's like. I know you're a great dad. Every weekend, I think you're devoting almost all your time to your kids.
Try to do something. Try to get out. Try to just drive somewhere and get into some adventures and have fun. So yeah, I hope they have good memories.
Yeah, they will. Well, I've had a rough go of it the last month. I haven't even done a podcast. I had one scheduled where I was going to interview my buddy named Jake Lee, not Jakey Lee, but Jake
yeah.
Lee, who lives in Hollywood. But we got a letter from the IRS in the mail about 30 minutes before we were supposed to record my family business, and we went into like crisis mode at the moment. So I was too distracted.
Oh,
but
man.
I think everything's going to work out fine. But you know, any letter from the IRS is a shocker. You know?
Yeah, I bet it is.
But, they had some wrong information, I think, that we just need to correct them about, and I think we'll be okay. But my allergies have been at an all-time worst this year.